Welcome to That's So Romantical.
We are two sisters that love to discuss all the romantic things from books to movies and more.
We just love talking about love. Happy holidays, Heather.
Happy holidays, Amber.
I mean, it doesn't really feel like, I don't know about you, but feel like we're having a California Christmas, which it's very warm here in Texas today. But with that, I say that because there's this Hallmark, I believe there's like a Hallmark movie called California Christmas.
I think I've seen it.
Christmas in California. Anyway, so thought that was appropriate since I wanted to talk to you today about quote unquote Hallmark Christmas movies or Christmas movies in general, or just those things we watch. I know we talked a little bit about it when we were together doing our face-to-face on Instagram, but we didn't do a podcast about it. So that'd be fun to talk a little bit more about it because I've since then have watched a number more of those Hallmark type movies and wondered if you had watched any since then and found any new favorites or steer me clear of some.
I have only watched one since we were together, one extra. Okay. So I think you've been watching them pretty much nonstop.
Well, there's a reason. So let me backtrack a little bit, a little backstory, because who doesn't love backstory, right? A little backstory on Hallmark movies and me. I had heard my friends, I'd seen on Facebook, people talking about these Hallmark Christmas movies, and I just wasn't interested. You know, there was like movies, Christmas movies I love, like Christmas Vacation, some of my favorites. There's a few like Christmas animation movies that I love to watch. And that was kind of like the Christmas movies that I enjoyed watching in the Christmas season. But those Hallmark movies, I was like, they look cheesy. I'm not interested. I don't even know if I have the Hallmark channel. But last year, I got sick around Christmas time. And had a lot of time on my hands. And so I decided to start watching some of these Hallmark movies that everyone's talking about. And I just was enjoying it. They were like, it was just what I needed to watch. And so I watched quite a bit of them. And this year I hadn't really started watching them, but funny enough, I was somewhere and Sean said that I think he was flipping through channels and he came across the Hallmark channel. So he started watching one of these Hallmark movies. And I think I got this text where he's like, I'm watching a Hallmark movie and it's making me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I mean, he's like to be funny, but I was like, I think there's kind of some truth to that. Like why we love these Hallmark movies, because they're just happy and warm, fuzzy movies. And we give them a lot of grace, I think, for the time of the year that we're watching them. I don't know. So this year I've watch them more now with Sean. I have someone to watch it with me.
So he's been watching. You've converted him.
I have. He's been willing to watch this, but he also really likes those Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animation. He likes those kind of more cheesy.
He's a very festive guy. Like he loves his holidays and these holiday movies. They kind of bring that feeling of family, of Christmas time, happy and joy. And you said it's winter there, so you could turn on a Hallmark movie that has some snow and maybe transport you into a winter wonderland. So yeah, I think I'm kind of late to this whole, and we keep saying Hallmark movies. I think the ones that I've watched aren't actually Hallmark movies. They've been on Amazon Prime. So I don't know what you would call them. Maybe like just Christmas romance movies. I'm kind of new. I started watching a few last year. And then this year, my daughter is old enough to kind of enjoy them with me. And so I've been watching them with my girls. And we know that they're predictable. We know that, you know, we kind of know what we're going to get. But that's part of the fun. They're safe. They're cute. They're like Sean said, they're warm, fuzzy. So yeah, I've been watching more this year than I did last year. And I think actually I've watched more holiday movies in the past 3 weeks than I have watched of movies all year long. So I'm not a big movie watcher, and my husband won't watch these. He's not like Sean. he's not into the whole predictable, cheesy love story. I mean, he doesn't hate him, but he's not going to sit down and watch it.
Well, here's the thing. When you watch enough of these, there's repeat actors and actresses. And we came across one, and there was, I actually came across one, and I was like, this girl in this is really pretty. And so I paused it, and I was like, I think Sean would like watching this one. The next night we put it on, and Sean's like, and he's like, who's this actress? And so we looked her up, and so we looked up to see if she's in other Christmas movies. He's like, look this one up. Maybe we can watch this one. So he has found a Hallmark actress that he thinks is attractive. So he enjoys watch the movies. And hey, I can't fault him, because that's a big reason why I'm watching these Hallmark movies, because it might have a cute guy in it. I mean, that's why I watch a lot of things, but has, like, you know, a guy that has some charm or appeal to it. That's why I enjoy watching it. So that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. I oftentimes enjoy it a little bit more if there's attractive scenery. So tell me some of your favorites and why they're your favorites.
Okay. So last year, I watched a lot. I kind of binge watched a lot of them because I was in bed sick and had a lot of time on my hands. And so I actually made a list of some of my favorite ones from last year. The ones I liked were A Very Country Christmas, Snowed In Christmas, Christmas in Mississippi, Spirit of Christmas, Christmas in the Smokies. And then I also liked Holiday for different reasons. I don't know if you've seen any of those. And you've seen The Spirit of Christmas. You told me to watch that one.
Yeah, I like Spirit of Christmas. That was a cute one. And I have seen The California Christmas. Our youngest sister, Serena, loves that one. It is a good one. And I've seen The Snowed In Christmas as well. I had some of the others, I'm not sure. I'd have to kind of play. Sometimes the Christmas movies, because they are very similar, I forget. Sometimes they don't stand out and they kind of bleed into one another.
Yeah, those are the ones that were my favorites for different reasons. But, you know, I thought it was either they were filmed on location more, so made it feel a little bit more authentic. And the storyline and the acting, the chemistry between the people, I liked that. I've noticed that there's different, like, the tropes that I generally like in my books, I often like in my movies as well, some of those tropes. So I think some of these have those tropes that I like.
What are some of those tropes that you like?
Like a fake relationship. Really like that one. I don't know that any of these are fake relationship actually this year. What I've enjoyed is A December Bride, The Road to Christmas, and Christmas in Love.
I don't think I've seen any of those. You know, sometimes these names sound so similar to one another. Like, how do they keep coming up with Christmas movie names? I don't understand. But they do. They keep coming up. There's like a million Christmas and the Prince and, you know,
there
the Princess
is.
Switch or, yeah.
There is. I don't have any of those. I know what you're talking about. There is one that I watched 2 years ago, and I didn't put that on the list, where she is a reporter, I believe, and goes to visit a prince and his family. And I think she's in disguise as a reporter, and they've made multiple ones of that one.
I think I know which one you're talking about. The girl's a blonde.
He has a little sister who's really cute. And like her little sister was really fun. She's like little girl's like 8 years old. I liked that one. I don't remember the title of that one. There's been a few royalty ones I've watched that I've been like, I'm not really digging this, which typically you think I would love. I love like the royalty and princess and stuff like that. So maybe it's just lacking in something. I really noticed like what I like is if they've had like a previous encounter or a previous relationship, like they were high school sweethearts. You know, she moves away or he moves away, then they come back together for the Christmas holiday. And the reason why is because these movies usually encompass about 2 to 3 weeks of time. And I think that's a really fast time to fall in love and decide, sometimes even to get married too. Like, let's fall in love and get married all in the movie. in two weeks.
That's, yeah.
So I think sometimes it's a little bit more believable to me, like if they had like a previous relationship and one has been like a broken heart and always kind of had a fond memory of them or holding on to them, and now they're rekindled. And
there's a lot of movies that include that. And I wonder if that's why they do it, because they don't have enough time really to develop a whole relationship. So they,
right.
they've got that baseline there. And so you just kind of believe that this couple is already has feelings for each other.
There's one I really liked where he and her had met, and they kind of had an interest, and then he had gone out of town, and while he was out of town on like a business trip, his best friend like asked her out, and so by the time he came back, his best friend and this girl had started dating, and then ended up like getting engaged. So he never really could act on anything, and then unfortunately that fiance falls in love with that girl's cousin. They get married, and so she comes across with that guy again, and so she has to pretend like he's her fake fiance for the wedding. But he says like, hey, three years ago I was ready to ask you out, like I was, but I got out of town. When I came back, you started dating like my best friend or my really good friend, so nothing really happened. So I was like, oh, okay, like this is, I can see how this. And she's like, I wish you would have told me, you know, like stuff like that. So they have like that backstory history. So once where they just first meet and then they fall in love in like such a short time, which I know we've talked about this before. I mean, it happens. So I'm not going to, you know, totally disregard it. But
I've always liked, whether it's a book or a movie, I like the enemies to lovers. So oftentimes some, like with the Spruces and the Pines, they meet and then they find out that their families are supposed to be like mortal enemies, kind of like Romeo and Juliet type situation. Although they don't ever really hate each other, but they do play pranks on one another and things like that. But I like that trope in all kinds of movies, holiday movies, regular movies, books. So I like to find those. And that kind of was a little bit how, what was that one? It wasn't a Christmas movie and it had the guy that we thought looked like Flynn Rider in it. Oh, Home Sweet Home. How, you know, he's a Christian and service oriented, and she's kind of self-centered and self-absorbed. There's an attraction there, but I think he's kind of not interested or tries not to be interested in her. I guess it's not really an enemy type of situation, but opposites attract maybe would be the better one for that one.
That's a good trope. Yeah. I've also realized what needs to happen for me to like the movie, a Christmas movie, is I really like it when it's snowing and they're like in a different location, like, and it looks like they're actually in that location. If it looks like it's fake snow, then I'm like a little bit, I start to
pick up on the fakeness of it.
Yeah. If it looks like it's legitimately cold outside and there's snow and they're bundled up, then I feel like it's a little more authentic, and then I'm more into it. Also, the music. I've watched a few movies where the music has been super cheesy. I'm like, where did they get this Christmas song from? Like, this is original soundtrack.
That's funny.
But if it's like actual traditional Christmas carols or it's good music, then I'm liking that one. A movie that I like that has that kind of that really snowy feel, Christmas feel, and good Christmas music is the one that's called The Road to Christmas. That one, I don't think you've seen that one. That has Chad Michael Murray is the actor in that.
He's been in a lot, hasn't he?
Yes, I didn't even realize this.
Three that I can think of.
Yeah, I like him because I like him from One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, and also I realized, I'm not really a fan as like for the entire movie, and then like the last like minute of the movie, they finally kiss and then the movie's over.
So are you saying that kind of throughout the movie, there's not a lot of affection?
Right. But the ones that I've noticed, there's this like almost kiss, right? Mm-hmm. Or holding the hands or some kind of affection, or there's been a few kisses, and it's just like, I think we were watching a movie and we had this whole thing, and then they finally kiss. You're like, oh, that's it. That's just the kiss.
a little bit of a letdown.
And then I've realized things that I don't really like is I've kind of got tired of seeing is some kind of competition. Like there's a town competition or they're competing or there's like a bake-off, cook-off, decorating off. There's like something.
Well, because of course that throws them together. You know, they both signed up to, you know, decorate the church for the, you know, honky-tonk dance or something like that. And so they're both having to spend time together, long periods of time together, getting to know each other. It's one way. It's just a tool that they use to get them to be spending a lot of time together and getting to know one another and that type of thing. And those are pretty prevalent and pretty predictable as well. So I think that's run their course. Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, because they keep these movies clean. And that's something else that I like is I can sit down with my girls and know that I'm not going to be having to skip over things or fumbling for the remote control to bleep out stuff. But there's only so much you can do with clean storylines. And I don't mind it. You know, I don't need a bunch of high energy and lots of plot twist things here and there to keep my interest. I just think that they're limited. You know, the producers, the creators can only do so much to create some sort of drama, some sort of conflict or something like that. So I think that's why a lot of them might have contests or dances or whatever. So I know recently you bought a subscription to Hallmark, the channel. Like, do you feel like that's worth it? Are you going to keep it? What have you thought so far?
That's a good question because Sean and I have been looking at these movies. We're like, oh, let's click on that one. And then it'll say like to buy it. I'm like, it literally says like Hallmark on the thing. Like I should be able to watch it for free because I bought it. So I don't understand if it's separate from the Hallmark movies now that I subscribe to. So if that's the case, that is deceiving. Some that are like considered like Hallmark. We have cable and we have the Hallmark channel. So a lot of what we've been watching have been coming up on the Hallmark channel. So I don't know if those are available like through cable and those are available on demand. Does that make sense? But here's the tidbit. So we were trying to watch a movie with Jessica Lowndes because that's Sean's favorite Hallmark movie actress now. And so he had searched the movie up. He got it on his phone and then we just like projected it or like
screen shared
with the TV. So what he does, he got the Lifetime app on his phone, and through the Lifetime app, he was able to get this movie that like on Amazon Prime showed that we had to pay for. It's a little bit of a search here for trying to like find these movies because there's an endless supply of them, really, as you know. It seems like they keep, you know, you click on one and
multiplying.
Like
all these, they're like bunnies. It's a rabbit hole. Amber saw me get stuck in that rabbit hole when she was out here visiting. Oh, but wait, look at this one. Oh, but this one leads to that one. Yeah, there's
yeah,
a lot
and
of them out there.
And then I was talking with someone and I said, okay, they have these Hallmark, and you realize that there's Hallmark movies that are not Christmas. Like they're just regular romances. And do we give them as much grace as we do the Christmas ones?
That's a good question. Because like I said earlier, I don't really watch movies throughout the year. It's just Christmas time for some reason I get in the mood to watch them. I don't know. I don't know. If I watched more TV watched more movies, then maybe I would. But I can really stand. I feel like if I was watching these Christmas movies all year long, there will come a point where I would get so sick of them that I wouldn't want to see another one. So I feel like for me, just having this little window at Christmas time is just enough time to, you know, pique my interest, to get me watching a few. And then by the time Christmas is over, I'm kind of done with it. You know, like my interest is petered out by the time Christmas is over. So I don't know that I would be watching Hallmark movies all year long. I mean, this type, you know, if they're Christmassy type, you know, the simple love romantic dramas that aren't way too dramatic. I don't know if I would be watching those throughout the year or not.
Well, there's a few that I have happened to watch that I have enjoyed Like there's one called Falling in Love.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And I feel that's kind of the type of this type of movie.
That, and that was a cute one. Yeah. It might depend on what actors there are and the storyline, you know? So there will be some factors that would probably play into my decision to watch or not watch.
Yeah, for sure. Which is with everything, you know, like how well it's acted or written or the storyline.
The music, cinematography, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of cinematography. So Sean and I are watching our show. We were watching A December Bride, and which happens to be one of my favorites. And Colton, my 17-year-old, comes in the room. He's like, what are you guys watching? And we're like, oh, it's, you know, it's a Hallmark Christmas movie. He's like, why does it look like it's being filmed on someone's iPhone?
Oh, no.
I was like, yeah, pretty much. No. Sometimes it's kind of like, you know, it's a little bit lacking in its look of cinematography or whatever. So I thought that was funny. So he wasn't really digging it.
So he's probably not going to be watching.
Wasn't digging movie. It. No, yeah. No. So, but I do have, I've been asking people about it. Like I was talking to my sister-in-law on Sunday about the Hallmark movies, which is, you know, a lot of people really enjoy this topic and talking about like, oh, this is my favorite. And so I got a few recommends.
Yeah. People have opinions.
Yeah. So I've been told to watch is The Night Before Christmas with a K.
I think I might have seen that one.
Okay.
But I don't remember if I did. I might have just watched the preview so many times that it seems like I've watched it.
And then the other one is A California Christmas, City Lights, which the two characters, the two leads are actually married in real life. And they had done.
That's cute.
And it's a sequel to A California Christmas where they meet and fall in love. So now this is A California Christmas, City Lights. And then on Facebook, didn't you put something up? Did you get some responses?
Yes, I did actually. And this, what they weren't all like the quote unquote Hallmark movies. Some of them were regular like blockbuster type movies. But anyway, this was the list that people gave me, my friends gave me. One of them said The Last Christmas, which I think I might have in my watch list right now. And then Spirit of Christmas, which we've watched. Somebody else really liked that. Just Friends. I am not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. So Just Friends is an actual like blockbuster movie. So that has Ryan Reynolds in it. Yes. And that is like, that's a good Christmas as a comedy.
Okay. I'll circle that one.
Where they were like high school. They were friends in high school. And then he was kind of fat, actually. And they're like best friends. And then he's like, comes back a few years later and he's all like studly.
Another person said Last Holiday. Does that one sound familiar to you? I'm going to have to look that one up.
So that again is a blockbuster one. I don't want to watch that one because I think it's sad. Someone told me a spoiler.
Well, it does. Oh, well, it's Last Holiday. I mean,
when I heard like Last Christmas, I'm like, Last Christmas, that doesn't sound positive. So
does it mean Last Holiday as in last year's holiday or like, Last Holiday as in this the last is going to be Christmas. Your last holiday?
Right. That's what I was about. Like.
Oh, dear.
Like, because the song said it's based off of the Last Christmas. Yeah. I gave you my heart. Sorry, people listening to me sing.
Somebody else listed The Family Man.
That is a Christmas time movie. That's a blockbuster. That's with Nicolas Cage.
I don't think I've seen it.
So it's around Christmas time. So almost like an angel comes to him and lets him go back to a pivotal point in his life and make a different decision. Mm. And because he had made this decision like to pursue his career or stay with the girl that he was with. That he was in love with and basically do like a family life with him, with her, or go and do like career. He chose career. And so then he lets him, it's almost like a wonderful life twist on that where he could go back and see like, if I didn't walk away from her, if I had stayed and didn't get on that airplane, what would happen? And so he sees like, it's really good. It's a really good movie.
That sounds cute. Okay, I'll circle that one. And then the popular one that a lot of people have on their watch list is The Holiday.
I love The Holiday. I watch it every year.
You've been a couple that one? People. I've seen it. Yeah, okay. But it's been a while, so I probably need to rewatch it. I don't know. I can't remember if it's clean enough for my girls to watch. I'll have to check what the rating is. But
yes, it's, well, it's clean enough. Yeah.
And so somebody, I had a couple people list the next one, and I'm not sure, I guess, yeah, it could be considered Christmas, but I guess I never really thought about it Christmassy when I was a kid or a teenager. It's While You Were Sleeping. Do you remember that one?
I do.
We used to love that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of it as a holiday movie, but it's set during that time of year. So,
yeah.
And it's a good, and it's a super cute movie.
Okay. And it looks like I wrote something down here called Love Hazel. I don't
love
know.
Heart.
Oh, no. Yes. Okay. I can't even read my own writing. Love Heart.
Yeah.
I don't know that one, but the one that I had that had the most votes, or not votes, but most people said their favorite one was, drum roll, and actually it's not one that I would have labeled as like strictly a Christmas one, was Serendipity. Do you remember that movie?
I do. I love that movie.
I do too.
I actually own it. It was one of those movies where, you know, when you bought DVDs, during my college single days, I was like collecting romance movies. That's a good one.
Yeah.
New York and The Holidays.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I've added a couple of to watch movies onto my list. So I'm going to have a full schedule. I'll have plenty to watch, I should say, while I'm wrapping my gifts. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's a good list. It's fun to have these like traditions. I feel like this kind of falls on one of those Christmas traditions, is to watch these Hallmark movies. And someone said that they're, when we talk about Hallmark, I mean, Hallmark is one of the, I don't know, the platforms, whatever you call it, but it's kind of like that genre, right? The Christmas Hallmark, quote unquote Hallmark movie, the genre. Just cheesy, warm, fuzzy, happy ending Christmas romance movies, or blockbuster movies as well.
They're very romantical.
They're so romantical. They're like the epitome of romantical.
So of course we had to talk about it on our podcast. That's so romantical.
Yes. Yeah.
So. Well, I'm excited. And it's also fun. I think it's fun because this time of year, we're all sort of looking for those types of movies. Not all of us, I shouldn't say all of us, but a lot of my sisters, a lot of the people I talk to have watched or are curious about or plan to watch some of these Hallmark movies. So it's fun to kind of swap ideas, get recommends and give recommends to people this time of year. So I'm glad we talked about it.
Yeah, we want to feel good this time of year. We want to have that spirit of happiness, of family. That's why I love this type of year. And this kind of just adds to it. So lightens our hearts and our burdens, and we can kind of escape a little bit and enjoy. And or for me, if I'm in, say, 80 degrees, I can imagine what it's like to be in a winter wonderland and all that. So it's fun. So, all right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.